producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Oh, you know it was a good thing.
That is a guitar there, Jen Jen.
I hear it. Get groovy. Get funky.
Let's get down with Doug and Jen on the Good Day program. So, Jennifer.
Yes.
It's 7 degrees on the farm this Tuesday, January the 5th. And how's the temperature where you are this morning?
It's not 7 degrees, sir.
No.
I'm pretty sure it's in the 50s today. Although, I'm freezing. You know, I've been fighting off this cold. And
yes.
I woke up this morning just chilled. And it's not as cold as it's been over the last few weeks, but it's cold to me. So.
Well, we have to warm you up. Make sure plenty of echinacea.
I need a hot toddy. Can you get me some of that?
You probably do need a hot toddy. Those of you who are coming down with something, what happens after the holidays, it's almost a psychological letdown. And your mind-body-spirit connection, which is more and more a part of modern medicine, understanding the mind-body connection is imperative for you to find health. Quality health comes in your mind. It's a mindset. So, Jennifer,
I think it's run down. And you also, you know, you do a lot during the holidays.
Well, that's it, yes. All the holiday
activities. And you see and touch people that you normally wouldn't see and touch.
Right. Yes, right. Sounds like a lesson.
I love my friend's children, but I was with them on New Year's Eve, and they all came down with the flu.
Yep. Megan was worried about me being around with Miles.
Yeah.
By the way, you can see a nice picture of my butt. Miles.
I did see that.
Facebook.com/good day.
I wasn't sure
nice
what was
picture
happening.
Of your butt.
Yeah, you're on all fours, and Miles is looking at you like, what is Grandpa doing?
See, being Grandpa, as it were. So we have activity among us to discuss, some activity on the part of the president. So some people are going to be annoyed by my statement. Some people are going to say, yes, you're right, and other people
if
are going to say,
if you're prefacing it, I'm guessing I'm going to be one of the annoyed. Is that
well,
right?
Well, there are two parts to this.
Okay.
The president yesterday announced broadened gun background checks. The initiative that he announced yesterday, basically, if you read the whole thing, he, and this is probably good for the presidential election, the presidential contenders who weigh in on this, see how they pander.
Most of them have said, we're going to, you know, the day I'm president will be the day that this gets signed.
Nonsense. This is actually a good idea. There's nothing in what Obama said, in my mind, that is troublesome. I am only troubled by one thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the way he's going about doing it. And that may be brought about by the resistance of those who are so focused on this. And I would say that the kind of focus that there is on just inane gun usage or whatever freedom, however you want to set this up, brings us around to the sorts of things that are happening in Oregon. Now, that may be a disconnect for some of you because the people in Oregon are, they call themselves patriots and they want to protect their freedom. God knows I dislike the government as much, if not more, than the average person. I have disdain, distrust. I have no use for the person who's there and or the people who are around him, who are now supposedly serving us with their presidency and their administration. But you know what? There are a number of loopholes that exist in gun purchasing, and they never made any sense to me. And Jennifer, you and I have talked about it, they never made any sense to you either. So whether I understand the nuance of all of this, I know that Obama and his ego want to have a number of things that they can be remembered for. One of them, I'm thinking that he's mostly going to be remembered for is being an inept buffoon in terms of his presidency. But there are everybody gets it right a couple times a day. And in this circumstance, I believe...
You mean a broken clock at the right
yeah, right.
today?
Yeah.
Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they... And them, too.
Here's the deal. Look, I don't disagree that we have... I mean, I don't disagree that we have an issue.
Yeah, we do have an issue.
But I don't necessarily think that it's the gun's problem. I mean, I think there's a huge issue that a lot of the... That actually all of these mass shooters have in common, and that's mental illness or problems of the heart.
We've said that. Yeah,
I think that we're really silly in thinking that adding this new layer of protection is going to do anything to change any of that. Because if you look back at the most recent mass shootings, these new things he's putting into play wouldn't change a thing. They wouldn't change any outcome of any of the previous mass shootings. But let me continue with that. And I think now if this were the America's will, I would say, okay, we can have a conversation about it. But most, and actually almost all the polls I've seen over the last year to 6 months have said that Americans actually want to buy guns. The number of gun purchases have surged over the last few years. And I think keeping guns out of the hands of the good people to protect themselves is not going to do anything
how
to
is
take guns out of the hands of criminals. Exactly. So what is it doing?
It is a focus.
Not much.
On whether it doesn't, he doesn't have the power to do much on his own, which is probably
well,
a good
thing. And that gets me to my next point, this executive order nonsense. Look, I know that presidents are allowed to do this, and I know that presidents have done this in the past. They do executive orders, but on something so grand a scale that is protected by the Constitution, I think you can't sidestep the Constitution by going around Congress by not having a vote on
this.
Well,
I said that I didn't like the way that he did it, but unfortunately, you're going to have so much influence from the gun control or gun rights groups that this isn't going to get done. There's no reason that the background checks shouldn't be consistent across the entire sphere of how you get a gun. And it is not consistent now.
Look at Chicago. They have some of the most strict
but that's
gun
not
control.
So what?
Look
that
at California. I
don't care.
I just purchased one.
I don't care.
The guy went in and bought guns anyway and shot up San Bernardino.
I don't care.
Why do we need more laws, Dougie?
We're not making more laws. It's enforcing what is done and making it consistent. And that is the reason that this has any value at all. There is an inconsistency and a broad one in one's ability to acquire a gun.
I think when you are talking about someone's Second Amendment rights, you can't do anything.
You can't have a blinder to it,
Jennifer, and I understand that. This is not about you and me or whomever. There is a gaping hole in how people get guns. So you can hold on to your values, and no one will criticize you for it. My value is that in making this a consistent play, whether it's Obama who suggested it or whoever, in this case, because of the red flags that always come up around him, there is a suspect. But I find it difficult, and it's so partisan. The Democrats are so predictable. The Republicans are so damn predictable. That doesn't fix the fact that we have too many guns in the hands of, you're suggesting, of people who ought not to have them. And partially the way they get them is because there are holes in how you procure a gun and how long you wait for a background check and whether you get a background check at all. So that's all I'm saying. I want there to be consistency, and I think it's hard to argue against that, a consistency across the board of how you buy them.
I'm a supporter of power within the states. Yeah. And you know what? I will always be a supporter of that.
Uh-huh.
And there's nothing that anybody could say, whether you call me that, being consistently Republican or whatever. The power should lie within the power should lie within the states. And the president can do his executive orders, because whenever he can't get what he wants done the right way,
we know
will
he's
do
a
an
wham,
executive
wham,
order.
But that clouds the issue.
But when it comes to the Second Amendment, you shouldn't be allowed to do that.
Well,
but this doesn't change the Second Amendment. This just makes the rules the same for everybody, you're going to get a gun. If you can legally get a gun, this doesn't stop you from getting a gun.
No. And I think that's where the public support will come for this, because the public, and he's playing as usual, he's playing with people's emotions and fears. But
every poll that I've seen, though, suggests that people do not support this kind of action.
What kind of action?
Every poll that I've seen.
It's not American to be
more
consistent?
Gun control, because the gun
isn't
more
gun
doing
control,
anything.
But it's not more gun control.
Why
it's
aren't we talking about the real problem? And the problem is the people pulling the triggers. And nobody wants to deal with it because it's an ugly problem.
No, that's not true. I want to deal with it. But I also want to deal with being consistent and being able to get a hold of guns. And there is not a consistency, and there needs to be. I think that's really what we're saying. I hope that's what we're saying.
Can I just say that...
Yes, Kara. Hello, Kara.
I sit in the back a lot. And I don't know, this idea that no one wants to talk about mental health is not true. I guess I'm just confused, because I feel like there needs to be some kind of concession on both sides.
Yeah.
And if we're going to sit here and say that, oh, we can't do this and we can't do that, we can't do this, but we need to talk about that, we need to do both.
Yes, we do. Thank
you. There needs to be consistency, and we also need to talk about mental health. We need to do both, and if we say no to both, then nothing will ever change. That's all I think.
Thank you.
The voice of reason.
Yeah, well, the millennials, she's a millennial. I don't even like that term, but the younger you are, it seems the more you agree with this sort of consistency. There's a lot of common sense among those who are younger because they're sort of tired of this back and forth and not getting anything done action. And I think that's why you'll see sort of a shakeup. The people who fell into the Obama camp, who just fell into it because of youth or whatever, this guy's got a fresh face, he's got a great message, let's go for it. Most of those people are fed up with the system has let them down again, whether Obama really couldn't do anything because he didn't realize what the realities were once you get into the office. I hear a lot of that lately. You know, there are some things that you ought to know about before you run for the office. You ought to know certain things in order to have some credibility. And how the office swings and sways in the breeze maybe is one of those things. But in this case, I think that a lot of younger people are going to, they're really tired of all of this. Whether it's the gun issue or any of the things, not getting things done is going to be the theme, I believe, of this year's election.
Yeah, it's also going to be government overreach and people tired of it.
Yeah, oh, plenty of it. But I don't think, in this case, you know me and how I am on government, I don't think this is overreach. I think this is practical. That's just kind of the way.
We'll have to agree to disagree on that one, Doug.
All right, Jen, 19 after the hour on Good Day.
Ah, the beginning of a new year started off right during Rite Aid's 2016 Starting Point, because every week through January 23rd, you can ring in the value. With 1,000 Plenty Points worth $10 in savings when you spend $30 on participating products with your Wellness Plus with Plenty card. That adds up to big savings every week for the entire month, but only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Worth at least $10 from the two offers per card per week. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Call Quicken Loans now to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Racing legend Richard Petty.
After over 1,100 races, you could say I've been through the ringer. Help me keep feeling my best. I use odor-free Blue MU made with real MU oil. Blue MU continuous pain relief spray makes it perfect for all those hard-to-reach places. And now there's the new Blue MU Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. Perfect for hard-hitting arthritis pain. Thanks to Blue MU, nothing slows down the king. Use what I use, Blue MU. It works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Walgreens, and other fine retailers.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
This is Houston. Your oxygen levels will be depleted unless you put the valve modulator into the auxiliary gauge after you have calibrated the flexternal matrix, not the external matrix. Do not touch that one.
I'm just the cook.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because with TurboTax, you can snap a photo of your W-2 with your smartphone, and it will automatically put your information into all the right forms. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now 23 after the hour. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's Tuesday, January the 5th. Let's go back to last night because it's been a while since we had... Isn't it great the way these guys who do the late-night shows that take 2-3 weeks off at a time, at a time when they don't think anybody's paying attention? I don't understand. This doesn't work in the radio world either. Maybe that's why I have my philosophy of being live every day, and that includes holidays. And so I just think that when you're in a position of trying to inform and or entertain the public, you don't think they're, if they're loyal listeners or viewers of yours, they're not going to be put off by having a joke about what happened last summer running in on the 23rd of December.
Why shows like, okay, I get the ones that are kind of on the smaller channels, but CBS, ABC, NBC, I'm surprised they don't do guest hosts.
You're right, exactly. Well,
because
anyway,
everybody deserves a vacation, even you, Dougie, even though you choose to forego yours. But it's weird to me they don't get someone else to come in.
It also gives the staff, the crew, the camera people, everybody else, it gives them the time off, too.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Well, but at any rate, they sort of mess around with that. They can't just have one guy that knows how to run the camera, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, that's my thought
about
that.
Make for an interesting day if he gets stuck in traffic, wouldn't it?
Right. Conan!
Speaking of stuck in traffic, yesterday in L.A., the 5 freeway was completely shut down because they were chasing this wanted guy, and my poor dad got stuck in it. He almost missed his radio show.
Really?
Back to you in the studio.
Thank you. Glad I got onto the plane before that all happened. I got it. That's another story. I'll tell you that one later on. In the meantime, late night monologues. Conan O'Brien last night joked about this being a presidential election year and about Donald Trump's new ads.
This is the year we're finally, after talking about it for 3.5 years, we're finally going to elect a president.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
We've been talking about it. An election year.
Yes, yes.
Finally.
And, of course, Donald Trump started the new year not pulling any punches. Yeah, he dove into the new year. He decided, I'm just going for it. This is the latest. Donald Trump called Bill Clinton a woman abuser, and Hillary Clinton an enabler. Then he called the Clinton marriage the best one I've ever seen. By his standards, yes. That's pretty good.
Real Trump material.
Donald Trump released his first TV ad. The ad will air on the big four networks during primetime, cable channels during the day, and on Univision when hell freezes over.
Univision is the Spanish, one of the two main Spanish television networks, for those who didn't know. Stephen Colbert joking about his New Year's resolutions last night.
This year, I'm going to lose 10 pounds, or by a scale that is off by 10 pounds.
Good idea.
This year, I'm going to travel more. It expands your horizons and makes it much harder for the IRS to find you. This year, I resolve I'm going to spend less time looking at my iPhone because that is time I could be spending with my iPad. This year, I resolve not to eat dinner in front of the television. This year, I'm going to eat dinner only in front of live theater.
Okay, bring your own sandwich. And Seth Meyers jokes about what Donald Trump said about being elected.
Donald Trump said yesterday that if he's elected, he would probably not talk as much. That's right. If Donald Trump is elected, even he will be speechless.
I noticed that Ellen DeGeneres, who does a great daytime talk program, is going to get the People's Choice Humanitarian Award, Jen.
Cool.
St. Jude Children's Hospital is reaping the benefits. Producers of the award show announced yesterday she'll be recognized as the favorite humanitarian at the ceremony tomorrow. And that comes with a $200,000 donation from Walgreens, which DeGeneres is going to send to St. Jude's. That's kind of a cool thing, actually. A lot of focus this time of year on St. Jude's, and it's appropriate. And by the way, the Ellen DeGeneres Show renewed through 2020. Announcement made yesterday. What was the number one health diagnosis on college campuses last year? Dr. Chambers on call with the answer.
In the news, anxiety 101. This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. In 2015, anxiety replaced depression as the number one diagnosis across college campuses. Seems lots of adolescents are arriving to college with poor coping skills. Here's the thing. Extreme parental oversight, as in not being allowed to make any decisions no matter how small when growing up, is a big factor in all of this. DCOC advice? Remember, most often anxiety is mild, but yes, uncomfortable and unpleasant. It's the normal reaction to college stressors like learning time management or handling the stress of classes or having a relationship go sour. Stuff every adult has suffered through and survived. Generally, all you need to do as a parent is listen. At this point, they're adults, meaning if you persist in solving their problems for them, you won't be doing them any favors. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. Follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
Hello, I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver in Leave It to Beaver, and 20 years ago, I almost died from type 2 diabetes. When I was diagnosed with type 2, I was shocked. My blood sugar was through the roof. Now, the very same natural remedies I use to control my type 2 diabetes are available for you in a super easy program called the Diabetes Solution Kit, and I should know it works. I use the very same techniques to drop 40 pounds of fat, get my blood sugar under control, and watch my type 2 diabetes fade into thin air. If you have diabetes, I urge you to try this step-by-step plan. It has all the natural techniques I used, and it works a lot faster, too. I'm Jerry Mathers, and if I can do it, you can do it, too.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic33.com. That's diabetic33.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic33.com. That's diabetic33.com now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
That we went anywhere. When I say we, I mean Jennifer Horn and me and Kenny and Kara and Dr. Jack Stockwell, the forbidden doctor, is going to join us in a few minutes with a potpourri of information about what's going on in the world of medicine from his perspective. Oftentimes in this hour, we get more embroiled, is that the right word, in discussions.
I prefer to be filleted.
Okay. Discussions. Things around the web, around the old campfire, newsrooms, things that are going on. So I'm going to lay this on you for a couple of moments, and you can react one way or the other. My sister, Nancy, younger sister.
I know her. Very cute,
yep,
by the way.
Is somebody who has been not defined by her political beliefs. She was a history teacher, history major. She taught history in the...
Let me go out on a limb. She and I would not disagree or not agree on politics. Correct?
Well, you would have prior to this year.
Really?
She and her husband... Yeah, no. She and her husband have... Her husband is actually makes you look like you're Donald... like you're Bill Clinton in terms of... Or Hillary Clinton. He's very, very... underscore very
surprising, because you said the magic word,
right?
She's a teacher, so I was surprised.
No, okay. So, not all teachers. I think that's also, even though your mother fits in that Bailey.
My mom's crowd's pretty
yeah,
solid.
I think you could say that there are probably more people left of center than right of center involved in public education in America. I think it'd be pretty safe there, especially in the big cities: Los Angeles, Chicago, New York, Washington. Those cities. I don't think you could. I'm not sure about Miami, but that may or may not speak to this issue. She sent me a 20-page treatise yesterday about Bernie Sanders.
Oh.
And his focus is on the corruption, and this is the reason she says she's going to vote for him, which surprises me because she usually looks at the broader picture. Not that Bernie Sanders doesn't have a lot of good, frankly, a lot of good focus, but he's one of these, he's selling himself as the champion of the middle class, and he wants economic justice. So he has published a response, and maybe you could find this and we put it somewhere if people want to read it, Kenny. The focus is on the 18 corrupt CEOs that he is charged with stealing trillions of dollars from the American public. He says they're hypocrites. I'm thinking he's a little bit of a hypocrite, and I'll tell you why. I mean, I could go through all of this. He shames the Wall Street leaders, calls them reckless. Nobody has a problem with that. Nobody's got any brains. If you go see the movie The Big Short, you will get a better understanding of what he's saying in the main about Wall Street and the banks. I have little disagreement with him when it comes to their illegal behavior and their causing the recession. He's upset that they're now lecturing the American people on the need for courage to deal with the nation's financial and deficit crisis. Now, he says that they say that we ought to cut Social Security and Medicare and important programs. He's suggesting that the CEOs need to take a hard look at their responsibility for causing the problem in the first place. Banks, Wall Street, he's on pretty firm ground there, because they really did. But it was in concert with the government. It's not like the government wasn't a participant, and like Bernie wasn't in the government when all this went on, because he was, and they are. So they are, remember the term that was used first when Richard Nixon was in office, the unindicted co-conspirators? Mm-hmm. So all of the unindicted co-conspirators here include our Wall Street friends, the bankers who run the really huge banks, and the government, Freddie Mae, Fannie Mae, or the other way around.
Fannie Mae.
And Barney.
Freddie Mae. Yeah, you got me all confused.
Barney Frank was a conspirator in all of this. Not that pointing fingers fixes the problem, but I think those people who go back to what Bernie Sanders goes back to, and that is taking shots at the wealthiest people in our country, they are at, and he, in this treatise, talks about what the fair share of taxes is. He doesn't really take a shot at the individual CEOs, but he does take a shot at the outrageous corporate loopholes. He calls them tax havens. He talks in his treatise, this 20-page treatise, about outsourcing provisions that are in the law. Lobbyists are very good at getting, we all know that. We all, and again, it's kind of hypocritical because he knew what was in the Obamacare bill. The Obamacare bill was written by the lobbyists. It wasn't written by doctors. It wasn't written by people who were close to the world of medicine. It was written by lobbyists for the insurance companies. And everybody, there were three people involved. Billy Towson, who's the chief lobbyist for the insurance company, was in the White House every day while this thing was being written. So let's focus on what's not good. And he's brought up some good points, and they are enough to get my sister to get on the bandwagon. However, it's sophomoric and simple to say that the largest corporations have been responsible for $34.5 billion in unpaid taxes because of their legal maneuvering to not pay taxes in our country. I think, Bernie, you got to look at the broader picture. The broader picture is that our country taxes its corporations at a higher level by far than any other country on the planet. So the reason these 600 companies have subsidiaries in the Cayman Islands and other offshore, quote-unquote, tax havens, as he calls them, is a result. And by the way, most of this, again, in his treatise, he takes a look at what's happened in this circumstance, in this arena since 2008. Hello, what else happened in 2008? Duh. So the companies are avoiding paying taxes legally because they can't do what their stockholders are paying them to do, and that is make as much money as possible. If we had any brains at all, and I say that lovingly, we would enact what a couple of the presidents, not on the Democratic side, but I think a couple of Republicans have come out. Hasn't Trump come out and said we need to have a consistent tax routine for corporations and it ought to be at X number of dollars?
Yeah,
and then we'd bring all this money back in.
Back.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly. So there are two sides to the story. Then he released a list of the 18 CEOs who are responsible, he says, for triggering the recession, destroying the middle class, corrupting our politicians. Come on. Jeepers crow. The politicians are corrupted because they want to be corrupted. They're the ones who worked in concert with the Supreme Court to get the, Citizens United ruling was the first one, and then the other one that came down a couple of years ago that completely corrupts the political system. What, you think that happened in a vacuum? Hello? And then I'm with him on the taxpayer bailout from the Federal Reserve to all these big banks and holding companies. I agree with him 100%. So, but he takes on Goldman Sachs. there is something to be said for the fact that Goldman Sachs paid nothing in taxes last year and got, in fact, a $278 million tax refund. That's a little hard to stomach.
And that's where Bernie Sanders and, I think, Donald Trump actually agree. They come together because I think everybody goes, wait a second here.
Yeah, right.
This loophole that's been created for these guys, not okay.
All of the banks.
Wouldn't that be an interesting ticket?
I know. That
Trump
would be
and Sanders?
Yeah. Don't think they're that far apart. I mean, everybody talks about how conservative Donald Trump is. He's really not.
No.
He's actually more Democrat than he is Republican.
He's a Philly or a Rockefeller. I call him Philadelphia Republicans, a rhino, some people call
him. In fact, he sort of smacks of, he's almost got a little, I mean, people forget how actually conservative Bill Clinton was as a Democrat. He almost has the same policies when it comes to, like, immigration.
That's where middle America.
Oh, you can't say no immigration. Well, that's what Bill Clinton did when he was president.
That's where middle America is, frankly. But the final number I'm going to leave you with, from 2007, again, go see the movie The Big Short, 2008 until today, the total amount of money that you and I, the taxpayers of America, have paid out to keep the banks alive, like Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, and, go through the list of all of them, who have taken the money and gone offshore and shipped jobs overseas and all that stuff. the amount of money that you and I have paid to keep these people afloat, $824 billion. It is shameful. It was created by the government for these banks. They created this whole situation, and it took them 3 years to get their comeuppance. And they really didn't get any comeuppance because you and I paid to bail them all out. How is it that Lehman Brothers went down the toilet and Goldman Sachs didn't? The reason is because Lehman Brothers, the guy who ran Lehman Brothers, was an arch enemy of the guy running Goldman Sachs. And it happened that Henry Paulson, who was the Treasury Secretary at the time, was from Goldman Sachs. So he took care of Goldman Sachs and said, screw you to Lehman Brothers. And that's why they went out of business. It's that simple and that petty. And you and I sit here and cough up these billions of dollars so that these people can do what they do. I mean, I don't fault Qualcomm and Time Warner and Merck and all these other companies, Tenneco. He talks about Caesars Entertainment. I mean, he lists all of the companies that have, he says, escaped taxes. Well, they've escaped taxes because we have a lousy tax system. But in the main, there's a lot to be said for what he came up with. don't know how we pose the question because it's kind of complicated, but I don't know. It isn't really that complicated, is it, when you get right down to brass tacks? It isn't that complicated at all. So Jennifer and I both, and Kenny, I think you probably agree. I don't know, but Kara, what she says about Bernie Sanders. What are your friends, Kara, what do your friends say about Bernie Sanders?
I know a lot of, like, millennials, at least who are Democrats, like him.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of people also don't want to see, like, a really old white guy as president again. So, I don't know.
Millennials, listen to that.
Can we find a really old black guy to be president? Maybe that's what
that
we need.
That would be okay.
How about that? That's a Ben Carson.
Yeah, totally that's fine.
I'm more concerned with one brand of government deodorant with Bernie Sanders. That's what I worry about. I don't want that because not all brands work for everybody.
All right, let's bring Jack in here. I'm a little bit late with Jack. Dr. Jack Stockwell is joining us now on the Good Day program, who is the Forbidden Doctor, responsible for the Forbidden Doctor podcasts that come out new every week. So what's the focus on the Forbidden Doctor podcast this week, Dr. Jack?
9 foods that prevent cancer.
9 foods. You want to list a few of them for us?
Well, we just start with the crunchy vegetables, what are called the brassicas, things like broccoli,
yep,
bell pepper, asparagus, because they trigger a detoxive effect inside the liver.
Really?
And
when you have asparagus, your pee smells as bad as it does?
Yeah, well,
it's really doing a good job to detox the liver.
Yeah, it has some very powerful chemicals in it.
Right. So your liver really smells like that, and it takes the asparagus stick to unlock the smell of the pee in your liver.
Well, some of the chemicals that are present in an asparagus, once it goes through the digestive process, will trigger that kind of an odor.
Hmm.
It's not necessarily something that's limited to the liver itself. But the liver, the thing that usually takes us out when we are suffering from a serious case of cancer is the toxic effects on the liver and the kidney because of the cellular die-off that's going on inside the body as your immune system is fighting it, whatever other methodologies you employ to fight cancer. Cells are dying. They're backing up.
Mm-hmm.
It plugs up the liver. It plugs up the kidneys. And it's usually liver and kidney failure that finally takes us out as a result of a cancer disease.
Interesting that, you know, when you think about it, that's true. So let's just couple that with a brief conversation about the enzymes that are so much a part, the long-life energy enzymes that are part of the routine at the Forbidden Doctor website, because you have scientifically formulated a package of enzymes that's aimed at keeping you alive longer, and I think it deals with the problems that you were just talking about, don't they, for the most part, these enzymes?
Well, enzymes simply are the most overlooked link to good health.
Mm-hmm.
And almost every action that takes place inside the body is triggered by an enzyme.
Mm-hmm.
And when our diets are altered from what Mother Nature intended, we begin to be enzyme deficient. The pancreas is overworked. It can't keep up with the toxic load that we place in, you know, in our food choices. And things simply start getting backed up. And some people, you know, we'll see people, we'll consult with them in the office, Mary will, nutritionally. And they'll say, well, I've never been sick. I've never had a cold. I've never had a problem. But all of a sudden, their body has just almost stopped working because the final plugging has taken place.
Uh-huh.
And so we have to go after getting that system working again. And enzymes are the trigger. Enzymes are what gets the various biochemical actions inside the body up and working again. Because without these enzymes, the body simply cannot perform its biochemical processes.
Well, you've convinced me of that. I'm on these long-life energy enzymes, take 4 of them a day, and I would suggest that you look at this as well, because there's nothing like it anywhere in the country. You're suffering from various things that Jack just talked about. It's a powerful product. It's very, the compounder went to great lengths. No skimming here, no short takes. It's really powerful. The probiotics in it alone should be enough to get you on to using them. So I'm going to send you to Jack's website, the Forbidden Doctor website, for two reasons. One of them, to sign up for his weekly downloads, the podcast that are now listened to by hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people around the country and around the world. And also, to take advantage of the products like this, the long-life energy enzymes are procured by going to ForbiddenDoctor.com, click on products, and then click on the long-life energy enzymes, and use the code Doug, D-O-U-G, to get 10% off. Something that will do you and the people you care about a great deal of good. Check it all out at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Dr. Jack Stockwell on the Good Day program at 51 past the hour.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
It's 53 after the hour, Tech Talk time on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. We have a myriad of people who are experts in the world of technology. And because it seems that this week, wow, look at the attention, Kenny, that's being given to the CES. Are we on overload already? Good Lord. Drones, virtual reality, wearables, gimmicks, gadgets.
Yeah, my favorite's the biometric bra. I don't know what that even means, but
really?
I see a picture of it, and it looks pretty cool. It measures heart rate, and steps, and it's part of workout attire.
Really?
Isn't that funny? Yeah, it's a bra that reads your biometrics.
The business news channels are all over the place.
$150
It's running around in Las Vegas. The very latest products. Trends. All right. So you want to hear what really is going on? The massive, mind-boggling CES, Consumer Electronics Show, in Las Vegas. My pal Holland Cook is navigating this 2.4 million square foot exhibition hall. And
it's huge.
Here's what he saw yesterday.
What's on display here is not futuristic, and the physical layout here in the sprawling Las Vegas Convention Center and other exhibit hall locations on the Strip demonstrates where technology is right now. There's 40% more floor space than last year for health and wellness exhibitors. Hey, we're all getting older. 80% more space than last year for virtual reality, 25% more acreage for automotive, 9 automakers and over 100 auto tech companies are here, also bigger than ever, 3D printing. And CES sure does live up to its reputation as gadget heaven. Pet Chats, with a Z, enables dogs and cats to press a button and call their owners for a video chat. You can dispense a treat from your app. You can send your selfie to a friend's latte with the Ripple Maker app that reproduces the image on your smartphone atop a foam-based beverage somewhere else in just seconds. And your correspondent will dutifully investigate Soma Bar, the robotic bartender for your home. From SurvivalSpeech.com, I'm Holland Cook in Las Vegas for Good Day.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Your locally owned HealthMart Pharmacy is committed to helping you and your wallet stay healthy.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. They can help you, too.
Start saving for the things you love. Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned HealthMart pharmacy near you. HealthMart, caring for you and about you.
All right, let's talk about the birds, the bees, the galaxies. There's a great story and a picture at DougStephan.com from the Hubble. Talk about technology and the wonder of technology. This is one of our proudest achievements. And the news today focuses on the collision of two galaxies attracted together apparently by gravity, Kenny. It looks like that's the story. And what we don't understand always is the impact of gravity. And now when you see these two galaxies colliding and forming sort of a single new galaxy, you wonder about the Milky Way galaxy that we're in. And is it possible for this galaxy? Or what's the lesson that we're learning here? NG66052, an odd jumble of stars, highly chaotic shape. That's the way NASA is describing it. And it is who knows when it actually happened, because, you know, this is not real time, but fascinating to check it out at DougStephan.com. 59 past the hour on Good Day.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job.
job. Normally, I'm worn out. With Energy Enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.